With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The trial of a bartender accused of raping a customer is set to continue in grand court today. Here's Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks.
Cross-examination of the complainant is expected to continue this morning in the main court building. Palmarugan Palraj denies raping the woman in December 2024 in the car park of a plaza along the 7 Mile stretch. On Wednesday, the complainant's recorded interview conducted at the MASH unit was played to the jury. She told police she had previously been sexually assaulted and felt uncomfortable in the defendant's car. She said the assault lasted about 10 minutes and caused significant pain. The complainant said she eventually told the defendant she had left something inside the club as an excuse to get out of the car. She said she later asked for his keys and then threw them into a bush to prevent him from following her. She later found her friend who called 911. Police arrested the defendant and the complainant was taken by ambulance to the HSA where a rape kit was completed. The case continues in the main court building. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
Police are investigating three burglaries in Northside during the early hours of July 22nd. In the first two incidents, occupants confronted the suspect who ran off without stealing anything. But in a third incident, cash and personal items were taken before the suspect escaped. Police say two of the homes had unsecured doors, and they are taking this as an opportunity to remind you to lock all doors and windows to your home. Anyone with information or CCTV footage is asked to contact the Bodentown Police Station or make an anonymous tip through Cayman Crime Stoppers. As police warn of an ongoing online phishing scam involving Google Meet video calls, the Water Authority is raising a red flag on a scam involving their company as well. The utility says unauthorized emails are being sent from a Water Authority email address, attempting to have recipients open a suspicious attachment titled Water Port Authority Agreement Revised PDF. This is not a legitimate email. If you've gotten a shady email from a Water Authority address, you're encouraged not to click on any links in the email, don't open or download attachments, and delete the email immediately from your inbox and then from the deleted items folder. The Water Authority says its IT department is investigating the matter and, quote, taking appropriate measures to ensure the continued security of its systems and customer information.
The day of August 1st at 3 p.m., the park opening, make sure you're there.
Some bipartisan support there from Deputy Leader of the Opposition and Georgetown Central MP Kenneth Bryan, as he joins the Minister for Planning, inviting you to the opening of Central Scranton Park. It will mark the official opening of a new public recreational space designed to support recreation, wellness, and community connection for residents and visitors alike. Keep it locked right here to Radio K-Man for our upcoming sports report, when April Cummings will give you the full lowdown. In regional news, a Spanish hotel chain is to cease all operations in Cuba at the end of the week due to, quote, major difficulties in doing business on the island under growing pressure from Washington. The Malaya Group says the latest U.S. sanctions make it, quote, impossible to maintain even minimal operational stability. Malaya announced last month it would be ceasing operations of 15 of its 34 hotels in Cuba. U.S. President Donald Trump ordered new sanctions in May against the country, targeting a broad set of individuals and threatening foreign banks and companies that worked with them. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Tom Sanders. The Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, has attempted to assuage what a BBC correspondent describes as unprecedented youth protests by promising stringent punishment to those responsible for exam paper leaks. But that's been rejected by the group leading the protests. Oil prices have increased sharply after the Iranian-backed Houthi movement in Yemen said it had attacked two Saudi Arabian oil tankers in the Red Sea. It follows Monday's announcement by the Houthis of an embargo against Saudi oil. Ship tracking data suggests that two China-chartered supertankers, which had previously reversed course, are currently sailing through the waterway. The U.S. Secretary of State promised that President Trump would seek a head for an eye as Washington pursued its air campaign against Iran for a 12th consecutive night. Marco Rubio said Iran would pay a price for its refusal to allow free transit of the Strait of Hormuz. The Philippines has accused the Chinese Coast Guard of using dangerous maneuvers to block vessels bringing aid to Filipino fishermen near a disputed South China Sea reef. Beijing said the Philippines initiated malicious attacks near the Scarborough Shoal. Albanian police have used tear gas and water cannon against protesters outside parliament in their latest confrontation over a tourism project linked to President Trump's family. BBC News with Tom Sanders.